podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Up next, a DIY iPad case on the cheap, plus games for when you're really, really bored.
And if you love to drive, you'll really love steering with your iPad. It's coming up next on iPad Today. Hello, everybody. Leo Laporte here with Sarah Lane.
Hi, everyone. Good to see ya.
We are going to talk about the iPad today.
Yeah, we are. We're not in the studio. You might have noticed. This is not the regular TWiT studio that you know and love. No, we're somewhere else.
We're at the Apple Box Cafe in Petaluma. We're going to start doing the show. I got bored of sitting on the ball in the studio. I thought this show of all the shows should look a little different. So we decided we're going to give you a chance to see bits and pieces of the town where TWiT is, Petaluma, California, and maybe other places too. We're at a little coffee shop here that we like to come to. We thank Zore.
You can't see it, but we're next to a river, the Petaluma
River.
There's
a river out there.
Which sometimes floods in the winter.
You want to know a secret? It's not exactly like a river runs through it. That's a tidal slough. We call it the Petaluma River, but it's sort of green. It's not a river.
It's river-ish. It's very cute. It's picturesque.
It's not a river today.
Northern California. So it's a lovely place to get out and about. It's a little warm in here, so.
Yeah. So
it's summer.
Thank you for all the feedback for episode one. And
yes.
You know, it's a work in progress. We're trying to get better, and the show will, I hope, get better over time. We also really love all the emails we've been getting. And in fact, our theme today comes from an email that we got.
That's right. Take it away, Adam 12, and tell us what to do.
I would actually like to see you guys do a roundup of racing games for the iPad. One in particular I've really enjoyed, if you haven't tried it yet, is the Real Racing HD. I like it because it has that in-car view, and I noticed a lot of the racing games didn't have that. So I'd love to see you guys do a roundup on that, and again, looking forward to the show.
Nice job.
Cool.
Adam 12, that comes from, do you know that show? Remember
no.
This? One Adam 12, three the lady.
Is Adam 12 reference something that I don't get?
Yeah, it's a cop show. He spells it with A-T-O-M, I think. But it's Adam 12 was a cop show. You remember that, John. John's old like
well,
me.
Well, he's doing, it's very leet with the X-I-I,
oh,
Adam 12. It's a chat thing.
So he mentioned that he had used Fireman's Real Racing HD. And so we'll start. This is actually kind of fun for me to do this. I had avoided the racing games because, as a grown-up, I thought, I don't want to drive any more than I already drive. Boy, was I wrong. These are absolutely what the iPad was designed for.
Well,
they're beautiful, and what happens is the accelerometer on the iPad really is makes this a perfect controller. Now, at first I thought, well, you're going to be moving the screen. How much fun could that be? Well, it is really actually fine. You're not moving it very much. You just move it slightly. The graphics on all of these are equally good. We're going to review three of them right now. This is the newest entry, I would say, or one of the newer entries, Real Racing HD. And I think you could tell from the name Real Racing that it's really aimed at people who are a little bit more serious about their racing games.
Sure.
All of these games that we're going to show you do have head-to-head capability, either over the internet or sitting across from one another. I really like that feature, that you could actually be racing somebody across from each other. You see, we have a career that you could go, or just a quick race. There's time trials. There's a lot of customization options as well for your car. You can play with the car. You can see I'm not very far along in my career. I am in Division C. It gets more and more difficult. As with most of these games, initially the braking and the clutching and the shifting are automatic, somewhat automatic. Braking and steering about the only control you have at the beginning, and then it gets harder and harder. You also have fewer cars. You can skin your cars. This is kind of cool. You're allowed to skin your cars with images from your photo gallery. So you can actually make your cars. I can have like a Sarah Lane mobile.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
If I wanted to. So here's the track. We're going to race. In this case, we're going to race other people. There's two different views. This is the cockpit view where you can see the steering wheel in the cockpit. And there's also kind of a camera view. And I don't know if I can drive with this over my shoulder. Obviously not. But what I really liked about this is the soundtrack is great. It's pumping. It's rocking. You have a very kind of realistic sensation as you're driving. It's a lot of fun. This is less of an arcade experience than the other game I'm going to review for you. It's a little bit more hardcore. It's also a little less expensive than the top of the line
Need
for Speed ship. $9.99, which is not too bad. But yours is even less expensive.
Yeah, mine is called Asphalt 5 HD as well for the iPad. And this guy's $7, $6.99 in the iTunes store. And it's got most of the same kind of features that Real Racing has with a little bit more, limitations. It kind of gives me this Tokyo Drift sort of a feel. You've got this nice little intro in the beginning. Let's just get out of that. Once it loads, you have an incentive to keep playing because you only get a couple of cars at the beginning. You get like a Mini Cooper.
You have to unlock.
Exactly. You have to unlock them. And it's pretty easy. Let's just say I want to do a little quick race. So once you get going, I'm just using my little Mini Cooper here. This is pretty simple. You've got other guys driving with you. We're in the Swiss Alps right now.
This is the one thing I like about Asphalt is it's not a nondescript track. You're actually in towns. It's almost like Formula One racing where you're going through it, Paris or, I don't know, you're somewhere in Switzerland.
I am. I think I'm in Interlaken or something. So
It's a beautiful, beautiful track, much prettier than some of these other ones.
Well, I like the sort of outdoorsy and the realisticness of it. And I like how easy it is because, quite honestly, I'm not much of an arcade person. Racing games are, they discourage me because I'm not good at them. But I find that on the iPad, I have more control and somehow I'm not that terrible. This is a great little racing game to have on hand when you're stuck at the airport and you want to waste some time. And if you get really out of control, you can just put the brake on and say, all right, I want to stop now.
I have to say, though, my favorite is this. And this is the first one that came out. It's the one that they demoed when the iPad came out. It's Need for Speed Shift. And, boy, is this beautifully done. All of them have similar graphics, similar capabilities. This has, as you can see in the multiplayer section, ability to play head-to-head or on Wi-Fi. If you're playing either way, you can host a game or join an existing game. Or you can play by yourself. I think this is the game for people who are casual, who don't want to get too involved. To me, it felt the most like an arcade game. Three different ways to look at it. You can change the camera, actually four, from a cockpit mode to a top-down to no car at all to from behind your car. I found it easiest to steer when I could see the hood. And watch, this is something that none of the other games does. It shows you the best line. Those green lines are where you should be. And if you can stay on that green line, you can actually do pretty well. It'll also even tell you when to brake.
It's almost like a Rock Band kind of thing.
Well, speaking of Rock Bands,
just hit the little green lines.
Listen to this pumping soundtrack. Easily the best music of all the games. In fact, I think a soundtrack's important for a racing game because it pumps you up as you're driving along. This really rocks out. Some really good music in here. Need for Speed is the oldest, the most expensive at $12.99. But if you're just going to buy one of these games, and you really just want to have a lot of fun, to me, this is the best game.
It's also because made by EA, so it's
EA
kind of
knows
got
what
that,
we're doing.
That polish. These guys know what they're
doing.
Yeah,
they really do. Real Racing HD, I ran into the wall a lot. I had all sorts of problems.
Asphalt 5, I wiped out in Switzerland quite a few times.
My guess is that Real Racing HD is an attempt to make a much more accurate simulator for racing, and that Need for Speed Shift is really about an arcade feel. So if you're... judge by that. There are other choices. In fact, there are lots of. In fact, there are some really silly ones. You saw Cro-Mag Rally, which is Cavemen. That was a Mac game that they've ported. And we've got one that's going to be just kind of nutty. This is in the category of games that cost thousands of dollars to play for something you could buy for $49.95 at your local Toys R Us. This is a slot car racing game. I have to get my iPad for this.
Get your iPad. It's called Pad Racer. SMHK Fun Lab. $5 for the iPad app, but you also need free iPhone apps to go along with the iPad app, and here's why.
So you can tell where we're going here. This is our slot car track. These are our controllers.
Yes.
This is so stupid.
It's so dumb.
You can either use Bluetooth to connect or Wi-Fi. They recommend that you turn one or the other off for best results.
It might be pulling onto my iPad.
Well, we'll see. Looking for iPad.
Look for this one.
Looking for the iPad. This was a game where we found it pretty difficult to play. In fact, I think we have some video of us playing in the... I'm going to have to turn off my Wi-Fi on the phone.
Mine
I think
too.
It's confusing it. I had a little difficulty playing this upstairs in the office when we were rehearsing.
Oh, yeah. We have some video of us playing yesterday. It was really... Okay, you were pretty abysmal, but I was just literally driving in circles.
Yeah, I beat you. I lapped you like 8 times, but only because you were so terrible.
Yeah, I was. I was terrible. And then you know who was pretty good? It was Ken.
Yeah.
Ken said, Sarah, you know how some people, they get twitchy when you're playing a game because they want to play so badly?
I think it's a misspent youth. I think if you spend a lot of time in slot cars, you might like this. There are a number of other games like this. Scrabble is one where you use... We're not going to get this working, but you get the idea. You use your phones as a controller for your iPad. So let's see. $200, $200, $500. Well, we've just spent $900 just for the hardware. Fortunately, the game's less than $6. So.
$5. $5 for the iPad app.
Isn't that cheap?
So this, I think if we're stranded in Interlaken, Switzerland,
well, that's,
our flight's been canceled.
You're right. It might be kind of fun.
What else do we have to do?
Right.
We're sick of the locals. What else do we have? Everything's charged. Let's fire up the iPad app and do a little racing.
It's not exactly realistic racing. It's
no,
a slot car game.
And it is, I mean, this is, when you look at it too, I mean, it's pretty, it's not the most beautiful app I've ever seen.
No.
You don't even really see tires moving or anything. You kind of, it's like ants. It's
We've
like
got
ants
links to all of our apps for today on our website, twit.tv/IPT. We've decided on that. iPad today as the name of the website. And if you've got an app theme of your own you'd like to share with us, you can email iPadToday@twit.tv. We did get some email about PhotoGene.
Yeah, we did. Speaking of feedback, we got some feedback from last week's app, which was Photo Apps. From a wonderful man named Dan Paradise, or is he really wonderful? He says, I'm afraid the PhotoGene gods were really not all that impressed with Sarah's picking of camera bag for the first app ever reviewed on iPad Today. In fact, I'm attaching a photo of Sarah, he calls me Grandma Death Lane. Sarah may love photo apps, but this one just doesn't seem to love her. So I thought, all right, well, you know, okay, let's see what he's got here. And it turns out...
This is the worst picture. You know, he's using, I think, the pencil drawing feature of PhotoGene.
I mean, look at that.
That is horrible.
That's maybe the worst picture of me ever. I really do look like
you
Grandma
look
Death.
Grandma Death, you look depressed,
so,
actually.
Dan, I have to say thank you. It's a horrible picture of me, and you've really captured something special. Point taken, I guess. PhotoGene is actually better than camera bag. I mean, I thought about this a little bit after our show last week, and
I sandbagged it a little bit.
It's okay. It does more. Camera bag I like. PhotoGene's a little bit better. Grandma Death, by the way, nice Donnie Darko reference, if indeed that's what you were doing.
Coming up, I'm going to sandbag Sarah again.
Great.
When we do our app cap picks of the week. Mm-hmm. But right now it's time to check in on what's been happening in the world of iPad around us. I got a great email from Noel Merritt. He said he was channel surfing on TV and came across a Chinese news program from Hong Kong. The chief executive of Hong Kong, the head of government, was addressing Parliament, and he says, I could see he was touching and referring to his iPad. His name is Donald Tsang Yum Kuen, and he was speaking on Tuesday, July 13th. It was a fiery parliamentary session about the minimum wage. Members were actually ejected. I don't think any iPads were thrown in the event. I'm not sure if you've come across other politicians using their iPad when making a speech. Cheers, Noel Merritt. I just saw a picture in the newspaper today of somebody with his iPad. He does all his speeches on it. I think more and more. In fact, it's been a little bit controversial. I believe it was in the German parliament, the Bundestag, or maybe it was. Yeah, it was the Bundestag. Martin sent this an email about the controversy over using an iPad inside the parliamentary halls. You know, traditionally they've prevented that kind of thing, like Twittering and using electronic computers, laptops inside, in our own government as well.
Now, is it just because they're not sure what you could be doing?
It's because they're a bunch of old fuddy-duddy farts.
Notes.
Who cares?
Yeah,
Let them have iPads.
They think they're going to do racing games and not pay enough attention.
Think of all the paper, you know, that a member of Congress brings in to read and refer to. It could all be on this thing.
I know.
Save trees. It just doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't. Another little piece of news, this is actually a rumor, but it does come from Digitimes in Taiwan, and they've actually broken stories in the past, that Apple's second generation iPads may feature 5.6 and 7-inch OLED screens.
That's interesting.
Instead of the 9-inch LCDs that we have now.
So it's something between an iPhone and an iPad.
So, yeah, not only, you know, would the screens be, well, so LCD screens are, you know, they say it's something like, you know, $50 each to manufacture, and OLEDs go way up into the hundreds.
Right.
So that's a huge price difference. And, you know, when I first read this, I went, 5.6 or 7 inch, okay, well, what do we have? Well, these are 9 inches. I don't know how much smaller I'd want to get on my iPad.
I'll be honest with you, when I play with, not so much the iPhone, Andy, I think, called it the iPhone his iPad Nano. But when I play with the larger screens like the Droid X that I just got or an Evo, those are 4.3-inch screens. They're much more usable. They are almost a pad. And I think if you had a 5- to 7-inch screen, I think you'd be surprised. I think, yeah, it's not, you know, for like a racing game, although I have Need for Speed Shift on the iPhone, and it's actually pretty playable. But the keyboard would be more usable. You'd be able to read better. I think it's going to be an interesting intermediate product. I wouldn't be at all surprised. The only thing that makes me think it's not going to happen is Apple traditionally doesn't like to have a lot of SKUs. You know, they don't like to have a 5, 6, 7, 8-inch model, you know.
Right.
So it doesn't make a lot of sense. On the other hand, Apple's had such success with the iPhone and the iPad, it does make sense for them to try to find new ways to sell them to
And
us.
I guess you could say, I mean, with the iPod was a huge success. And they had a lot of different iPods that came out.
A lot. They had the Shuffle, the Nano,
the Classic.
The
Nano was more well-received than the Shuffle. Shuffle was an experiment that kind of went, it was interesting at first, but it ended up not being something that people used as much. So I don't know. I mean, maybe we can expect a few different sizes the way that we do with MacBooks, or we've grown to expect. But I personally, I don't think I want this much smaller than it is now because I already have a small phone.
Right.
I like the size difference between the two.
You know, I read an article recently, I think this is a good question too, is what's happening with all of these iPad clones that we heard about? Nobody's releasing them. It took about 2 years before iPhone competitors came out that actually were competitive. You know, there were a lot of bad ones at first. I bet we'll see the same thing with iPad clones. There'll be some crappy ones, and it'll maybe be a year or two before people really get what makes this so special and can make a device that's equivalent to it. One last story. This is kind of talks a little bit to the publishers who love the iPad, the idea of putting a magazine on the iPad. Remember Popular Science? That was beautiful. Somebody else did, Time Magazine did it. Sports Illustrated also has an edition for the iPad. And in some cases, they're just kind of clones of the regular magazine. Sometimes they take advantage of the platform. Sports Illustrated did recently. They had on their print cover LeBron James. That was the big story of the week. But after they went to bed, they couldn't change the cover. George Steinbrenner passed away, the owner of the Yankees. They would have loved to have that on the cover of Sports Illustrated. They couldn't change the print edition, but they did change the iPad edition.
Which is great for a couple of reasons, because, first of all, yeah, I mean, something
it's more up to
basically
date.
Goes to print.
Right, you're
that's
stuck.
That's how newspapers have been. So it's nice that they can go, okay, well, at least we've got this other version that we can change.
Right.
But unlike the website where SportsIllustrated.com, yeah, they've got the capability to do that as well. With the iPad app, they go, let's have two covers.
Right.
Here's the Steinbrenner cover,
right.
Or you can just flip to the LeBron cover if that's the one that you like better, so you can really customize your experience.
I can't wait. It hasn't happened yet for them to go even further. I think the Popular Science was a good step. It was beautiful. It was hard to read. I would really like to see them use this platform to make better content, you know, put some video illustrations, you know, motion illustrations. I guess you can't use Flash, but something like Flash. Put interactive stuff. Bring it to life. Instead of just doing what Time Magazine did, for instance, they made a PDF and they sell it for $5.
Well, what did you think about the Wired app? I was pretty happy with that.
Except for
the fact that you have to keep buying it over and over.
Yeah,
I bought it once.
Yeah. To me, it depends. You know, if it's the New Yorker, I just want to read it. In fact, I wish they would do an iPad app, please, Condé Nast. But if it's something like, say, Sports Illustrated, shouldn't you have highlights in there? Shouldn't be almost a cross between, you know, a TV show or a multimedia application and a magazine? It's an opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
Live updating scores, updating information.
Totally.
Take advantage of the platform. And it just takes a while for people to figure out how to do that.
Well, I think also we've heard so much about multimedia that, you know, at this point, oh gosh, multimedia
more
experiments,
CD-ROMs,
blah,
you know,
blah.
Shovelware.
But this is the perfect. It's the perfect platform for something like that to actually work seamlessly, to not be dorky, to look cool, and so that you have a reason to want to read a magazine. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out, do I really want to read Wired, for example, I liked it the one time, but right. I'm not so sold that I'm ready to keep buying over and over. But they could rope me in if they really wanted to.
Well, that's the question is, what do you do to make it better than the print magazine and to get people to buy it every single month?
I think, you give me video, you give me some,
update it during the month, too,
exactly.
Just as Sports Illustrated
did.
You should be able to...
Give me a push notification and let me see what's new.
New content.
Exactly. Yeah. So in our iPad Today Spotlight today, as you may recall, last week I showed off my Dodo case, which I'm still using and I'm loving. It's actually my little iPad stand as well.
But there's a dent there where I hit my head in it.
Yeah. How's your head, by
the way? It's
fine. Yeah, I'm glad.
Thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. But it is $60. So, I said, it's beautiful. I love it. I'm very happy with it. But it's not exactly the cheapest thing in the world. But if you want to, you can make your own. And the reason I know that is because a lovely viewer named Brandon wrote in and sent us a link to his How to Make Your Own iPad Case that he wrote on a website called themoderndaypirates.com. And this is awesome. So you look at...
This is cool. So if you're a woodworker or somebody likes to work with his hands, you could really do something neat here.
Yeah. And what he did was he literally modeled it after the Dodo case. He said, I love the Dodo case. I want to try to figure out if I can make something as good as this. Because, these guys are like whittling wood in the back, and it's bamboo, and it's very well made.
You really get the feeling that there's somewhere, there's just some workmen just going, I got to make another
dodo.
Because they're like 6 months backlog, right? Well, I got to make another dodo case, and it takes them all day to make it.
Yeah, they're really backwarded right now because it's nice, but I don't think they have that many people actually working them. I think it might be like a day.
Maybe they should hire the lovely Brandon.
Maybe. Well, I think that they've actually talked to him.
Oh, really?
Anyway, so he gives the supplies. The whole thing, what's nice about it is not only is this just a fun DIY project because DIY projects are cool, but it's only about $20.
Wow.
So, and he goes through all the steps. He
does he use a router? How does he carve out the case? Is he using chisels?
Good question.
It's interesting.
He's
utility knife.
Yeah. This is like X-Acto stuff in particle board.
Yeah.
Right? And so he's measuring it out well. This is the sort of thing that I look at that and I go, oh, too much trouble. But it's not, if you're a crafty person and you want to save $40.
It's crafty. That's what it is. It's not even woodworking because as I look at it, he's gluing particle board to a book binding and things like that. So
exactly.
It's something you could do pretty easily.
You can do it pretty easily. And the best part of this is, he goes through all the glue
and, looks
and
like
the
a book.
Drawing and the whole thing. And there's the knife. And now we get to the cool part because the Dodo case, and they even have this on their FAQ on their website, people go, well, can I have something besides black on the outside, red on the inside? And they go, no, not right now, because they probably bought the materials in advance. And
right.
This is all they do. Well, Brandon decided to get some neat sort of wrapping paper that has pictures of robots on it. And that's his interior.
Oh, you know what? That...
So it's already cooler.
Look at that. So he's got robots inside.
And then a little Apple sticker on the outside. You can
and it still has that kind of Moleskine look on the outside.
Yeah.
That's great.
So then, you look at this thing. This is...
You know what?
It's
I kind of like
better.
This. I know.
I'm pretty happy with this. I know he is too. And then he got featured on Lifehacker.
Good for him.
And the Dodo case people said, wow, Brandon, you're awesome. So I think that this was a craft of time well spent.
Well, thanks for the email, Brandon.
Yeah.
Well done. Congratulations.
Good on you.
Are you ready to put on your cap? Actually, before we do, we should say we want to hear... wait a minute. We have heard from people. I was going to say, we want to hear from you. Wait a minute. I see we have a letter.
Yes.
We actually got a lot of voicemails that were way too long.
We did.
It's only a half-hour show, folks.
Voicemails, just kind of think 30 seconds or less. You know, imagine that you're calling in live on the radio. I love the two-minute
monologue,
flattery
that
you're
have
giving
the time,
us.
Yeah.
But we can't play that on the show. So just if you've got a question or a statement or anything in between,
think five sentences.
Yeah.
That's what I love about the Webby Awards, where you have five words to say thank you. That's what I like.
I love iPad Today.
That's
Leo.
Good. That's all we need.
That's all.
No,
just
actually, we
that.
Don't want that. What we really want is
some iPad
content. Today. No, we don't want that either. Content.
Yes, content.
We do have an email from Marcus.
Yeah, Marcus actually has a question. He's a little confused. He says, the name iPad Today is a little misleading. If this is a weekly show, Tech News Today is a daily show. The name iPad Weekly might work for me. Like Mac Break Weekly is a weekly show. I love the Twit Network. I watch it, listen daily. What was the thinking behind the name?
I'll tell you the thinking.
Okay.
It means today, not as here's what's happening, here's what happened today, but as iPad right now, today, right now.
Yeah, these days.
So these days. But if you don't like that name, you're going to really hate our Green Tech show, because that's going to be called Green Tech This Minute. And I don't know. No. The idea is, it's still a weekly show, but it's what's happening right now. I just wanted something. Somebody's borrowed this week, and I wanted something punchier than week. The other thing I don't like about weekly is if you spell it W-E-A-K-L-Y, it's like mean.
Right.
So I didn't want to think that we were a week show.
Week show.
So iPad Today, we're just trying it.
Who spells it W-E-A-K?
The three shows we're launching this month on the TWiT Network are all ending in today. iPad Today, it'll be Green Tech Today, and of course Tech News Today with Tom Merritt.
And this is, this weekend, today, currently.
That's the idea.
All of those.
What's happening right now.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's sort of the general idea.
Point well taken, Marcus. And, if you guys hate the name, it's easy to change. I felt like I wanted something that was punchy and exciting. And I also liked, believe it or not, the iambic pentameter, or whatever it is, of iPad Today.
Well, I like our intro.
That too.
So we'll have to make a whole other intro, Marcus.
Thanks to Eden Soto for that, by the way. He gets a lot of credit.
What
a nice job he did.
We do want to hear from you guys. So if you want to write us, it's IPT at twit.tv or iPad Today, or I think iPad even goes there.
You can also call us, right? 757-504-IPAD.
That's right. Which is 47, I forget the other two. IPADs, that's the easiest.
I don't think my phone
remember.
Has an I forget the other two button.
I'm pretty sure. And of course, if you want to send us a video,
that's best.
Like Adam12 did, we'll be very impressed. So do that. You can just upload it to YouTube or Vimeo or really anything you want, and then just send us the link.
That's
as
another
an email.
Another rumor. Apple's dropping hints. This is from Boy Genius Report. That they're going to start offering FaceTime on the iPad and iPod Touch. And the only way I could think that they could do that is if they put a camera on the darn thing. So maybe 7-inch screens,
right now,
cameras.
It would be completely impossible.
I don't know. Well, you could have a voice FaceTime, but that's not exactly FaceTime.
Yeah, it's not the
that's
same.
It's more like ear time.
I would love a camera. I know that there are all sorts of things. I want iOS 4 on the iPad. You're not so keen on that idea.
I don't know. We recently, and you all got it by now, got the 4.01 update on the iPad that apparently fixes some Wi-Fi connectivity issues. We don't know yet exactly if that's the case. I don't think it does anything else. I don't know. I'm not. Yeah, we were talking about the multitasking on iOS 4. I think it drives me a little bit nuts.
Well,
it's nice to be able to listen to Pandora in the background.
Yeah, Pandora's it's like we all use that as a great example of background apps. But it's like, well, what else besides Pandora?
My Audible books. Audio makes sense. I can listen to my audio books in the background. But
I use so much Exposé on my MacBook that this feels like Exposé to me. I just double tap and I see what I got open.
Right.
And it works well.
It doesn't bother you.
It's intuitive to me. I know my mom is like,
it bugs her.
It's
like, what's this doing?
Yeah, she doesn't quite get it.
Always
yet,
so a tricky thing to balance complexity and ease of use and make more features.
What I do think, though, is that iPhone and iPad need to match each other as closely as possible.
They'll update this. I think what you're going to see, though, is it won't be iOS 4. It'll be iOS 4.1. It'll be an update both for the iPhone and the iPad.
All right,
time for...
Dun-da-da-da!
Fun headwear!
It's the ABCAP Awards, everyone. This is the part of the show where Liam and I crown a weekly ABCAP winner. Doesn't matter what it is or what it does, we just like it.
And thanks to Fezorama.com for our lovely app caps. We really appreciate
those. We wanted to wear hats in the show, and so I created a segment around the idea of wearing hats.
And we didn't have a hat.
No.
And that very day.
That very day.
App cap hats arrived in the mail.
The app caps were born. And if you really want to get wild, you do this, and then you get dizzy. So...
Start with your app cap. Come up with these completely independently, and yet there is a certain similarity to our app caps. Thank you.
There is, by accident again.
Completely
accidental. We're just like this. We're like this. So my app cap award, dun da da dun, goes to a little app, 99-cent app called Uzu. All right. So let's go ahead and begin. So you see a bunch of particles here, and then you press your hand on it, and you start dragging. You go, it's like a little comet.
Fireflies.
All right, but then let's say you add two fingers. Now the particles are now
what
talking to each
other. What if you had three fingers?
Whoa! What if you had four?
Whoa! hey, that's fun.
It's fun.
You could play with a friend.
You could play with a friend. You could eat some magic mushrooms and maybe never look up again.
This is for the hippie in all of us. Ooh, look at that. See, that's cool.
This is pure fun. This used to
actually,
be, by
you know,
the way.
It is fun.
It was a $3 app that was offered by iTunes for free over the 4th of July weekend.
Because
it
looks
got
like
a
fireworks.
Lot of attention. Yeah, it's, exactly. It looks a lot like fireworks. And so the developer said, well, you know, I'll keep it at 99 cents.
That's what it really should be.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I think that he made the right move. So, you know, good on you for sort of recognizing that people want to play with it, but they don't necessarily want to pay $2.99. I love it. I mean, I could play with this thing all day. I don't know why I like it so much. I think it's because, I don't know.
Sarah's app cap is Uzu, U-Z-U from Color Dodge Labs, 99 cents.
Yay.
Top it, Laporte.
I'm going to top it. And it's very similar, though. This is a game, if you have Steam, you could play this on Steam on the Mac or Windows.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those kind of puzzle games that doesn't make you nervous kind of a game.
Okay.
It's called Osmos HD, so it is exactly the same gameplay on Steam or what other platform you want. I'm that little blue guy there.
Okay.
Now, by the way, we're fairly deep into the game. It won't start like this. The idea is you want to get bigger by accreting other little blue guys, and the way you move around is by tapping behind yourself or in front of, and you eject a little material, and you slow. But now you have to be patient, because every time you eject material, you move, you get smaller, and your goal is to get bigger. In fact, you won't solve this level until you get as big as the biggest red blob without getting eaten by any of the other red blobs. As you can see, I came pretty close there.
Why do you get smaller when...
Because you're ejecting material in order to propel yourself.
See.
So it's almost like you're a little paramecium. Now, it's very soothing and relaxing.
These are like brain parasites.
Yeah, this is probably not the game for you. Suddenly, I realize you might take this a little personally.
Well, no, now you're growing.
I'm growing.
You're getting a little bigger.
I'm growing. And as I get bigger, I can swallow anything that's smaller than me. So as I get bigger, I can eat more stuff.
I see.
But you got to watch out for the bigger ones. The game gets more complicated as you play. It starts off very easily so that you can get into it.
Right.
And it's very soothing. The ambient soundtrack is peaceful. And it's not, frankly, too hard. In fact, if there's one complaint I have about this game is it's $4.99 and there's just not enough levels. There needs to be more, not
this,
less,
this,
Osmos.
This also is, I mean, it is a game for patient people.
Not a tough game, but a fun, relaxing game you could play. Be perfect for the kids for a plane ride. And it does teach patience a little bit, you know? It's kind of neat.
Hey, I'd love patience.
Yeah, you don't have any. That's why
I don't
love it.
I don't have any, but if Osmos is going to give me some, I will download it for $4.99.
It's a good game from
Hemisphere Games.
Yep, and that's my our App Cap Award of the Week.
I don't know. I kind of liked Uzu better, but whatever. It's your App Cap and mine. We have our opinions, and that's... You know,
call us. Let us know. 757-504-IPAD. Leave us a voicemail message or email us ipt@twit.tv. And thanks so much to the folks at the Apple Box for letting us have nice little cups of delicious coffee.
Macchiatos.
And,
FTW.
Sorry. Well, you know what? Let's get a little view of the river while we're heading out.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everybody. See you next week on iPad Today.